Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Seven Bells Podcast.
Where we are reading chapter by chapter through The Old Kingdom by Garth Nix. I am your host, Alex. I sometimes read words. And I'm joined my co-host, Zach.
Hey, I also sometimes read words.
But not these words.
No.
No, he hasn't read these words yet.
Not yet.
But he will.
Oh, I will.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway. Before we get started, I just want to plug the other podcasts we have on our network. I'm sure you're all sick of hearing about them by now, but hey, you know, if you you get on board, you go and listen to them, you enjoy them, then this won't be torture for your ear holes.
Yeah.
Here on the So What Did You Learn podcast network, we have three shows in total.
Whoa.
The first one we started was called So What Did You Learn?
The baby.
Where we learn from other people's mistakes so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. We have like 30 or so hours of content for you to listen to.
Lots of fun stories.
Lots of fun, embarrassing, traumatizing stories.
Yeah, mostly horrifying, but pretty funny. So
yeah,
go
indeed.
Check that out.
We try to make light of horrible, horrible things. We learn from other people's mistakes so you don't have to.
Indeed.
It's the whole point of the
thing we say. And the logo.
And the stuff with the hand and the burner.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, you get it. That one's pretty cool. Check that one out. And what else do we have, Zach?
We have our other show hosted by the super producer Dallas. It's called Rocktanica. It's a really fun rock history podcast, but it's not just a rock history podcast.
No.
No. We talk about all sorts of shit on there.
Yeah.
But it's all music related, and it's a lot of fun, from like concerts, disasters, to artists, to even rock and roll photographers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun time, so go over and listen to that, where Dallas will read a story to me and Alex that we don't know about rock and roll.
We shit all over him.
Exactly, and derail.
Derail. And it also comes with a supplemental Spotify playlist of relevant songs, so.
A little bit of Bone Con for you.
Bone Con!
Short for
saves
bonus
time
content.
When we talk.
Yeah, it saves us time we talk.
Just gonna jump. I'm just gonna step on your toes there.
What?
Sorry.
No, you go first.
No.
No. Okay. We're gonna count to 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So you go ahead. Fine. Okay.
That was fun.
And we've lost all of our listeners.
Listeners?
All 12 of them.
Hmm.
I'm kidding. We're up to at least 25 listeners.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut all this.
Cutting room floor, ladies and germs. Cutting room floor. Email us at the number 7bellspodcast@gmail.com if you want to talk about some Old Kingdom lore with me, because I handle the emails.
Yeah.
If you have a question or something that you want me to read on the podcast about something we ignorantly shat on, as we are wont to do. Please,
corrections, omissions,
exactly.
Questions.
Please send that to the number 7bellspodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at the number 7bellspod.
Yes, sir.
Zach handles that.
So I sure do.
If you send him memes, awesome. Memes are great.
Just no spoilers,
no
people.
No spoilers, because, you know.
Kind of fucks with the whole thing we're doing here.
Premise of the entire podcast.
But we love hearing from you.
Absolutely. Please get in contact with us in any way that your heart desires.
Yeah.
It's quite lovely.
And we also have a Reddit.
Yes, we have a subreddit, which is growing slowly like a pet rock. That is the word 7bellspodcast on Reddit.
Yeah. Continuity. Stupid.
Yeah. Boo. Hiss. So, now that that's out of the way. Oh, also rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes.
5 stars would be appreciated.
Super helps us out.
A verbal review or like a verbal review. tell your friends. Tell your enemies.
Yeah.
If you have a copy of the book lying around, an extra copy, give it to someone and put a little slip inside that says listen to the 7bells podcast along with reading it.
I'm going to dust off this old chestnut. Fuck you, Reed Sabriel.
Fuck you, Reed Sabriel. But we're not reading Sabriel right now. Seeing... We've already read Sabriel.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Deep breath. We are reading Lyriel, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We are covering today chapter 15. Last episode, we covered chapter 14, where Sameth, Prince Sameth of the Old Kingdom.
Whole new character.
Son of Sabriel and Touchstone, brother of Elamir, is playing cricket for no good reason.
And no one gives a shit. Well, at least we don't.
You know, we say we don't give a shit, but we spent 10 minutes bitching about cricket. That's like literally a third of the entire episode last time. So
I mean, get your money's worth?
I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't really apply here.
The only other work of fiction that I have read that includes any references to cricket that I found in any way entertaining was The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in one of their later books. Hmm. There's marauding death robots that are modeled after cricket players. Or actually, cricket players are modeled after the robots because the wars that they waged through the universe left such a lasting cultural scar in the collective memories of all living creatures.
So they're stuck in the collective unconscious of all mankind. Yes,
and of course, only the British would ever take that and then turn it into a game.
The fucking book series and the British.
Yes.
Love to all of our British listeners. I know we got more than a few here.
Yeah.
Sorry we shit on your national game so hard. I'm not really, but also I feel like I should.
Yeah. It comes from a place of love.
It does. We shit on everything here.
Exactly. But so maybe one day we'll cover Hitchhiker's Guide. I keep telling Zach that he should read them, but then I'm like, wait, don't read them. We're going to cover them on a podcast one day.
Yes, you keep threatening me with a bad time.
A good time.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
Good times. It'll be great.
Great.
You'll love it.
Good stuff.
Anyway, so Prince Samoth is playing cricket. He wins. Everyone's like, yay.
Huzzah.
Yeah. And then they all hop on a bus and are going to go south to Corvair. And the bus takes a detour because the bus driver is out with a broken arm, and they pass a refugee camp or a concentration camp, essentially.
More or less, yeah.
Of Sutherling refugees who are fleeing political unrest and violence in the continent to the south.
Mm-hmm.
They have ended up in Encelstier, kind of being put up north in the remote northern regions of the country.
Yeah, but they're pretty much stuck in limbo. There's a path to citizenship, but you can't really get it.
Yeah, it's not really possible. Bullshit. Yeah. So then the bus falters and dies, and it turns out they're up near the wall.
Yeah.
So they were going the wrong direction for hours.
Hours on end. It's like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You drove all night in the wrong direction? I thought the Rockies would be, you know, rockier.
Jesus. And it's raining.
It's like raining. A storm. Downpouring. They're in the middle of a forest in the middle of fuck nowhere.
Yeah. Near the wall. And they get out. The driver fucks off into the
immediately.
Woods. And then everyone gets out. And two guardsmen of the military police come up. They're like, everyone needs to run south, like their life depended on it, because their life depends on it, P.S. And Samoth kind of steps up and says, I am Prince Samoth. I kind of know what's going on. There's three dead hands in the forest.
By the by.
They haven't sensed us yet, but we need to get going. And, of course, Mr. Cochran's like, well, I've never done the sheer audacity.
And then he just explodes in a vat of butter.
He reminds me of, like, the King Gungan in Star Wars.
Episode 1. Yeah. Just the big old, like, yeah.
What's his name?
Blowgate and cheats. That doesn't matter. Or Richard Nixon.
Yes. And, of course, Mr. Cocker's like, well, I'm never. And the guardsman says, you better start running or I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, he puts a fucking piece into Mr. Cochran's face.
Yes. I will shoot you because you are not getting the children, the teenagers, out of here fast enough.
Yeah. So, TikTok, let's just fucking go.
Yeah. And that's the end of chapter 14.
Indeed.
Now, chapter 15. Bam. So, 5 minutes later, they are all running south down the road, and it's starting to get dark, and it's pouring rain, and people started making jokes, but now...
Yeah, it starts out lighthearted, like any other, like, fucking fuck around with a bunch of teenagers.
Right, and at this point, they kind of are realizing how serious it is, and the sergeant is running with them, so he sends Harris, the other guy, to, like, send the...
A pigeon or a rocket. I tried the phone, but it might not work.
Yes, which was actually technically in the last chapter, but we forgot to mention
it. It doesn't matter.
For details. What is this?
I shouldn't be a podcast about books? I shouldn't be so flippant.
It was fine. And so the sergeant is running with them, and they hear four gunshots and a scream behind them. So they're like, that's not good.
So there's a good and a bad. Good, his gun still worked. Bad, he's dead.
And they're running, and the sergeant keeps looking back, and he sees the parachute with the flares on it. So he's like, good. At least he got the word out to the perimeter scouts.
Backups are coming.
Backups coming. But we're still running for our fucking lives.
Yeah, we're still fucked here. We're pretty exposed.
Yeah. And so they're running down the road, and it sinks down.
Into even worse.
Into even worse, because the road is kind of almost like a lake now.
Yeah, perfect place for an ambush.
Perfect place for an ambush. And then they see a dead hand sort of stumble out of the woods in front of them. Or he feels a dead hand being created in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, something comes out of death, and he's like, oh, shit. He's like, everyone stop! They're in front of us! We have to go! We have to leave the road!
Yeah, so they hop the little stone wall.
And, of course, Mr. Cochran is like, who's they? What? And then they see it stumble out of the forest, and it is, like, no arms. It's somewhat decomposed. It's no good. It's scary. It's an undead thing. It's a dead hand.
Yeah. Mm. It's not Grandpa Simpson wandering out of the woods after being lost for three days.
Oh, my God, I've been out here for 3 days.
I had an onion tied to my belt because that was the style at the time.
And a turtle took my teeth.
I chased him for a dickety 2 miles.
But no, this is a bad zombie, like, rotting, putrefied corpse.
Yes. And they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, to the left, everyone go to the left.
Yeah.
So they leave the road, and they're, you know, running up to the top of a hill where the trees are thinner, and they'll be able to get at least a
vantage point.
Right. Now, the sergeant is basically kind of expositing to Sammeth that Sammeth is like, he's creating these dead hands. Like, why are there bodies around?
Yeah, what the fuck is
going on? And the sergeant says, well, there was a truckload of Sutherlings about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. About 18 of them.
19.
Yeah.
That there was an accident, killed all 19. The church wouldn't take the bodies. The army crematorium wouldn't take the bodies, so they got buried next to the road.
Yeah, they just said, fuck it.
And Sam is like, what bullshit is that? We're too close to the wall. They needed to have been burned.
And, fucking paper pushers.
Yeah, and the sergeant's like, fucking paper pushers. Technically speaking, they shouldn't have been buried in the perimeter, but we're outside of the perimeter, so all's good, technically.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
This is the first time, because we ran into the same conversation in the early chapters of Lyriel, where it
Sabriel?
Was... Or Sabriel, excuse me, where...
Decisions are being made by people who have no understanding or background about the
people
old kingdom.
People far south of the wall are just, like, making decisions about shit that's going on up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyone with any sense of authority, and this is, I think, true for most things in life, any person who has authority over other things, in some areas, will make decisions about things which they know nothing about.
Correct.
And it's just one of those really frustrating facts of being alive on planet Earth.
Yeah, and dealing with human society and bureaucracy. The wheels of everything turn slowly.
Bureaucracy is garbage.
even after 19 years of apparently very nice reigning of Touchstone and Sabriel.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but still, you know, there's hiccups in the system. What are you going to do?
Pretty much.
Apparently you're going to get eaten by zombies.
Yum. So, essentially, it's mentioned that Sabriel is, like, the official ambassador and diplomat for the Old Kingdom, or between the Old Kingdom and Ancelstier.
Yeah, she's got the best hand at doing it.
Yeah, she grew up in Ancelstier. She's the fucking queen.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But he's like, God damn it, fucking, it makes no sense.
Bunch of wankers.
So he gets, they all get to the top of the hill, and the sergeant's like, okay, how many people do we have? Sam is like, 16, including Mr. Cochran. Everyone is accounted for. At this point, Sammeth kind of steps into the role of telling people what they need to do and delegating, because he is probably the most experienced with the dead.
Seems to immediately know exactly what to do and how to do it, or at least, like, have a better idea than most of the guys there.
Absolutely. And he, even though he knows what should be done, he's like, I don't know if we can actually pull this off.
He's also 17, they're armed with, like, cricket bats and stakes, I assume.
Well, it's the stumps are part, like, they're an accessory for playing cricket. I think the stumps you put in the ground, and then you have the wickets on the stumps that you get knocked off.
Yes, that's what it
ball,
is.
With the ball that you bowl towards the guy with the bat.
Yeah.
So it's like croquet, bowling, and baseball, and a fucking head injury.
All thrown into
one. Yeah, just put that together, and then you have cricket.
Fun.
Yeah. Again, sorry again for shitting on cricket.
Two Americans.
You get what a TBI and three different sports. You mix it together, you got some fucking cricket. Yeah, some
fucking cricket. I saw it on ESPN The Ocho.
So he's like, okay, here's the thing. There are three dead hands coming up. You know, there's at least 16 more. Well, because there's 10 on one side,
yeah, he can, like,
six
sense
on the
them.
Other side, because he can sense them, which altogether, that's 19.
Yeah, so they're coming in for a classic pincer movement, mm-hmm, basically. Mm-hmm.
So they're all kind of lining up, and he's like, man, the necromancer, it must be in here, south of the wall, because these aren't dead things that are just wandering around. These are dead hands that are being controlled by a necromancer.
Mm-hmm.
The necromancer has to be here, south of the wall.
Well, and he's not grabbing any dead of great power. He's just grabbing whatever he can to put in these fucking dead soldier guys.
Yeah, well, yeah. So he's just bringing the souls that he's bringing back into life from death are not particularly strong.
No.
And
apparently the bodies were horrifically mangled in the in the crash. So, okay, that's a little bit of win in our good guy column.
Absolutely. And he's like, okay, so our only chance is to go and find the necromancer, who is probably in death. So his body is in life, probably surrounded by a diamond of protection or a bodyguard of some sort. Okay, everyone get into three groups. There's three dead hands coming up. What we're going to do is we're going to take our cricket bats. We're going to hit them in the leg so they fall over. And then we're going to take the cricket stumps and we're going to pin them to the ground. One yep. stump through each arm and
stake
leg.
Them down.
Stake them down. Like don't let them grab you. They're stronger than they look.
Right. And I'll distract them by...
I'll get that. I'll distract them. I'll distract them.
I like that line.
Yeah. And so the three dead hands are kind of shambling up the hill. And Sammath... makes like he takes three of his middle fingers. He only has two middle fingers, ladies and gentlemen. The three middle fingers on his hand and spreads his fingers out. So each one is pointing at one of the dead hands. And he says, and I think pretty sure this is the only charter marks that we know the names of, at least so far.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that's ever been mentioned.
Have they been mentioned before?
Oh.
Does this happen in Sabriel?
It might have happened in Sabriel. I vaguely remember that because...
Annette Kalu Farhan.
Yeah, that's that. You got it.
Yeah.
But this is the first time in Lirio.
Klaatu, Barada, Nikto.
Because even when Lirio's like shouting her master marks and shit, we don't know what it is she actually said or
right,
what it is.
Right, because it would burn the page. Yeah. Annette Kalu Farhan, and, you know, three silver dagger of sort of energy punch holes in the dead things, and one falls over. He's like, go! And they all, you know, leap on him and mm-hmm. stake him to the ground, which would be a great, like, slow motion Zack Snyder scene. just saying.
Oh, totally. And then you have the camera pan, like, through the giant hole in, you know, the zombie's, like, head where the mm-hmm. where it went through.
Yeah.
And you see him just, like, holding his hand out, or Sam holding his hand out. Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet.
It'd be awesome. And, of course, it's also raining, so I get, like, the, you know, T-Rex scene in Jurassic Park vibes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
A little bit. Oh, man, it would be so cool.
So cool.
I want a show. Okay.
Buy my book.
Fuck you, Reese Gabriel. So Sammath says, okay, I'm going to go into death and try and find this necromancer. And Nick is like, into what? What are you talking about?
Wiggity what?
Now,
no, I'm going to go kick this necromancer in the nuts.
So mild spoiler, Nicholas doesn't believe in magic. I don't know if you can get that from
I kind of ascertained from...
He's just like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it'd be like if your best friend at high school just said, oh, yeah, I've got to go to this thing with my mom. We're going to go into death. It's a whole thing.
He's like, what?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll bring you back a souvenir.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to go into death. You two need to guard my body. It will look like my body is frozen. try not to touch me. If you need anything, grab my shoulder, but I won't be able to sense anything here. So,
because at this point, there's a second wave coming. They took care of the first wave, but most of their equipment's now broken.
And they only have three stumps left.
Yeah, so they're pretty fun. They had to use a boulder for one of the guys, one of the hands. So it's like, all right, Sam's like, I got to take care of this. Yeah. You guys guard me. The sergeant tries to give him his sword.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, you need this more than I do, which is like, I mean, that's...
It's valiant, I'll say.
It's valiant. And Sameth is like, no, you'll need it. Thanks, but only a spelled sword will do me any good. Okay, my question is, can you bring non-magical items into death with you if you're holding them? Because the only time we see people bring a sword or a bell or anything between life and death, it is an ensorcelled item of magic.
That's true. But their clothes don't, like, disappear unless they are also ensorcelled.
Technically, so you're, I don't think
so you're
they
think,
might be naked in death. I don't
so
know.
You're saying this is Terminator rules about like time travel of nothing inorganic can go through unless it is ensorcelled.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some throwaway line somewhere in Sabriel where they mention like something that they're wearing, clothes that they're wearing. But I miss, you know. Yeah. The clothes travel with them, so...
No, it just immediately when I popped in, I just also watched the first Terminator a couple weeks ago. Right.
Your clothes, give them to me. Yes. Now!
Get to the chopper!
Okay, different movie?
Great ass, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That
was a quarter off that thing.
Damn.
Boing! So Sameth gets into a boxer stance and... travels into death
slowly, like,
which is harder than it should be. Oh no, sorry. So Sameth gets into a boxer stance and travels into death, and his body ices over.
Yeah,
and like, you know, that fog or that mist sort of like billows around him and
binds up his leg, which I thought was a nice description.
Yeah
but and even the rain doesn't wash off the icy chill of death.
Yes, I see chill.
Death.
And Nicholas says, I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Whoa.
And the sergeant says, you better, he says, something like, it doesn't matter. Get ready because they'll kill you even if you believe in them or not.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, excellent line from the sergeant.
That was a great line. It's up there with death. What do you know about death? Which is not, I don't remember where that is from, but I do remember the line.
Truth, you can't handle the truth?
Along similar veins, but yeah. Doesn't matter. Anyway, good line.
that death, what do you know of death, reminds me of Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide, which I know you haven't read yet, but he's like, here I am, brain the size of a planet. Marvin, can you pick up that piece of paper? Can I pick up that piece of paper? Here I am, pain in all the diodes down my left side. Yeah, it's great.
Love it.
You're like, I don't care.
Yeah, sorry. Right over the old head there, buddy. I was just letting
anyone
you do you.
Anyone who's read the book, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, yeah. It's for us.
And the Zach fan goes
come.
Wild.
He's not invited.
Oh, man.
And that's the end of chapter 15.
Yeah. Sam's going into death.
Sam going into death.
Death.
Yeah. What do we learn about the world?
Not a whole lot.
Nothing really. We see more zombie mayhem, which is creepy, and I love it.
Yeah, this was a good horror chapter, I think, as you put it.
Definitely. Definitely a horror chapter.
Yeah.
Also an element is that once Sameth introduces himself as the prince of the Old Kingdom, the sergeant immediately starts referring to him as sir.
Yeah.
He says, yes, sir. You know, and of course, Mr. Cochran is like, tell me what this is, boy. And it's like, the guy who outranks you with the pistol is calling this person sir.
Yeah.
Like, maybe take a fucking
hint. I never. That is sir, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't... Yeah, no real new world building. But we do get some zombie action.
Yeah, it was a fun little action. You know, we got to see a little bit more of the character of Sam being a really good leader, a really good delegator.
You definitely see...
a man of action.
He learned that from his mother.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely got a lot of Sabriel in that boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, man.
person, human.
Man.
But yeah, what did you think of this chapter on a scale of 1 to 7, Zach?
Scale of 1 to 7. I give this chapter a 5 out of 7. Okay. Only because it's a little short. I mean, it was fun for what we got in. And like I said, I like the characterization of Sam. He's a cool protagonist that I can get behind.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do like this new part two, or these new chapters, mm-hmm. a new perspective. It's a nice breath of fresh air after being in the glacier for so fucking long.
Yes. Yes.
And not dealing with the Claire.
Fuck the Claire.
Yeah, the Claire kind of suck.
Lauren agrees with me, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Lauren's like, yeah, Claire, trash. And I'm like, sweet.
I knew Lauren was cool.
Yeah. But seriously, though, if you disagree and you like the Claire, please let me know.
We still haven't gotten anybody defending them.
Please tell
them.
Me why I am wrong, but so far we have not yet had anyone emailing me.
Nope.
Defending them. So, what can I say? I'm a genius. Anyway, that's about all we have for today's episode. So, yeah, if you want to email us, number7bellspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, go and follow the Instagram at 7bellspodcast, or 7bellspod, excuse me, for some memes and maps and bullshit.
Memes! Yeah. And then there's also the subreddit, 7bellspodcast. Well, also check out our other shows on the network.
And don't forget to rate and review this podcast if you like what we're doing. Yeah. It really helps us out.
You're like, yeah, I love it. It's a big fat box of shit.
Yeah, you could say that. Well, it won't get past the censor. So don't swear on it, because they'll delete that comment. But other than that, you can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Do it.
You can even just say podcast and a thumbs up emoji.
Just 5 stars. This podcast exists.
This certainly was a thing that I listened to.
Anyway, we will catch you next time.
Yeah.
On the 7bells podcast.
Bye, everybody. We love you.
The 7bells podcast is brought to you by the So What Did You Learn podcast network. If you like what you heard, please rate and review our content on iTunes and check out our other shows under the So What Did You Learn network.